Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are joined by...
Craig Wallace, and I play Ebenezer Scrooge.
And...
Justine Icy Morale, and I play the ghost of Christmas Past.
Of course, in Ford's Theaters, A Christmas Carol, which returns every year. It's become a holiday tradition, just like having you guys in studio. And actually, Craig, but this is your first, well, you've come in studio in the old location. It's your first time. Then how do you like the new digs?
I love it. It's great. The new glass enclosed nerve center.
All right. So how many years is this for you as Ebenezer Scrooge now?
I'm going into year four.
Okay. And I feel like I probably ask you this every year, but how much is it, you know, does it feel like, it's got to totally feel like your baby now. I mean, at first it was Ed Gio for so long, and then it was, you know, you trying to step in those shoes, and but now in year four, does it just feel like a, you know, like a glove now?
That's absolutely right. I feel like I've finally made it my own, and that makes me enjoy it so much more. I'm really going to have a good time this year.
All right. And how many years is this for you?
This will be my third year. Yeah.
In the same role or just in
general?
In
the same role.
Okay, cool.
It is very exciting.
And what have you, you know, playing the ghost, what have you learned over those years, or how has it become more comfortable for you?
You know, the first year was, of course, I was a little nervous because it is the flying role in the show. So to be flying up there, like, 10, 20 feet up in the air can be a little nerve-wracking, but I think I'm finally getting the hang of it. And it's just so exciting to be able to come out into the audience and see everybody's faces looking up at you and to be in that, you know, glittery, shiny outfit.
Awesome. Well, everybody knows the story, they should, from Charles Dickens' tale. But just for the sake of having a good radio soundbite, Mr. Wallace, why don't you remind us the premise here, who Scrooge is and you know, what happens here?
So, Ebenezer Scrooge lacks compassion. He's a man of wealth, business, and means. He's not without family, but he's not interested in his family because he feels like any relationship that doesn't move him forward is frivolous. And one night, Christmas Eve, he goes on a journey, and he's visited by three ghosts, past, present, and future. And after that journey, he learns that the true wealth in life is generosity. And he wakes up on Christmas Day a changed man.
So is your take on this that change is possible in a human being? You know, there's some people that think, they'll never change, you know. Or but isn't that one of the great things about this show?
That's what's beautiful about this show is that you're never too old to change. And the journey that he goes through, he allows himself to be affected by what he goes through in the journey. And like I said, he comes out on Christmas Day a changed man, hopefully a better man.
How much fun is playing that moment? That to me, I mean, you can tell me what your favorite part of the show is, but I'm sure in my imagination, I would think that must be the best part is that joy of Christmas morning when you get to jump around and you've seen the light, that Alistair Sim, you know, dancing around moment. But how fun is that playing that awakening?
It's great. You know, I guess what's really fun for me, though, is to see the surprise. People that don't know me or haven't seen my work, they don't realize that the man you see in the beginning, at the end, he's a totally different man. And they didn't think that the man on Christmas Day was inside the man that they met at the counting house. And so that's really gratifying for me.
Yeah. Awesome. Who plays all three of the ghosts? Actually, four if you count Jacob Marley. Dish on your ghostly co-stars, you know, when they listen back to this, you know, what make them smile.
Jacob Marley is played by the amazing Stephen Schmidt. Mm-hmm. I believe it is his second year. And it is amazing because when I first came in, he was playing the clock vendor. So seeing him in this role, I talked to him the other day and he said that he's having the most fun. He gets to play with all the special effects that happened during that scene. And his costume is pretty amazing. The Ghost of Christmas, Ghost of Christmas Past. I play Ghost of Christmas Past. And the Ghost of Christmas Present is played by the lovely Rayanne Gonzalez. And she has this, oh my gosh, beautiful Alejo Vietti gown.
And she's perfect.
Green.
She radiates.
She's just pure joy.
Absolutely.
And the third ghost, the ghost of the future, is actually also played by me, but it is tied in with a clock vendor role who was played by Joe Mellon. Actually, it's his first year playing the part. So, and I think he's having a lot of fun with it as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you sort of alluded to, remind our listeners, maybe if they've never seen the Ford-specific production, that similar to like The Wizard of Oz, you know, when each of the farmhands goes on to be the Scarecrow and Timmy, how the ghosts have a representative, let's say, right, in the ordinary
right,
world
yes.
before the magic starts. Remind, how does
of
that
course,
actually play out?
The Ghost of Christmas Past is represented by the doll vendor, who actually sells Scrooge during the marketplace scene, a marionette doll that looks exactly like the ghost that comes flying in. And the fruit vendor represents the Ghost of Christmas Present, and the clock vendor represents the Ghost of the Future.
Cool. And how, I don't want to spoil it for our listeners if they're planning on going, but explain how sort of the fantastical elements are brought about. I know there's, and it's a little bit spookier. You call it a ghost story at Christmas too, but describe any sort of like the, you know, visuals or fog or, you know, sound effects, you know, kind of paint a visual picture for me.
Well, I can tell you that being visited by ghosts means that you're going to encounter ghostly like things. there's magic, there's spookiness. You know, without being very specific, the journey he takes is a fantastical one. And when he wakes up after it, he thinks it's a dream, and then he realizes that it wasn't a dream, and which leads him to Christmas Day. So, like I said, it's fantastical in nature, which is another great thing about the trajectory of the play. It begins very much in realism, mm-hmm. very much practical. Very cold and clinical, almost. Right. That's the way Scrooge leads his life. And then he goes to bed, and his life is never the same.
Right. Awesome. Remind us also that, of course, this, unlike maybe other versions of the production, there are some musical elements to this. So you hear some of the, remind us some of the holiday tunes that we're going to hear.
Yeah, you've got your Deck the Halls. What Child Is This?
God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
And I love the how the music is presented. It has like a little beat going on in the background. And it's actually very catchy. And the sound plays such a big part of the show. It really does represent, like as you were saying, in the beginning of the show, you feel very cold and closed off. Not saying that the carols are cold, but it seems a little bit more darker in sounds. And then as you get towards the end of the show, then it's just joyous celebrating music.
Yeah. Awesome. And who plays the Cratchits? We mentioned all the ghosts and Jacob Marley, but dish on the, who plays the Cratchits?
Yeah. Greg Mayhew plays Bob Cratchit, and Yesenia Iglesias plays Mrs. Cratchit. They're lovely in the role. I believe it is their second year as well.
Every year, too, I think what one of the cool things about this production is how you guys give back, too. I know, Craig, you come out on stage and you make an announcement that, you know, you ask if anyone wants to donate on the way out of the theater to some charities. Who are we working with this year? What charities?
This year, it's Bright Beginnings. And they are an organization that is committed to working with families and children that are living in homelessness.
Okay. So how does it work? You come out and make the announcement, and then how do the guests actually donate? Is it in baskets at the door? Or?
Yes. We have members of the company will then, while I'm talking, members of the company are making their way to the lobby. And we encourage people to give a gift if they would like to.
Awesome.
And so far, so good.
Do we have any, I don't know if you have stats on the top of your fingertips, but do you know how much has been raised in past years?
$836,000.
That was for last year or in?
Is total.
Total, since you've been doing it. Wow, that's impressive. How many years is this production? Because I know it goes way back before you or Ed or anyone else.
This is our 10th year.
Okay. So it's only been at Ford Theater for 10 years. Okay. Okay, cool. Well, anything else we want to add? I mean, why should our listeners hearing this? Why should they come on out? You know, why is this literally the perfect thing to get them into the holiday season?
It is such a great tradition. I believe it's a beautiful story, a beautiful reminder that showing your fellow neighbors compassion, kindness, and love is important, not only during the Christmas season, but every single day of the year.
She said everything I was going to say. No, that's absolutely right.
She said it in the past. That's weird.
That's right.
How does that?
That's absolutely right. I mean, we forget that compassion and generosity are the foundations of what really brings us together. And it's easy sometimes to just think about your own progress or your own wealth. But truly reaching out to others is actually a gift that feeds yourself.
And you actually hope or downright believe that a theater goer who comes into that theater will come out, a changed person, believing that from having seen this.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I truly think they will. Now, the question is, can we sustain it? I mean, that's the hope. The hope is that when we touch you, you carry it out and pass that feeling on to other people. So that's our wish is that we can move people beyond the theater experience and into their life.
And not just every holiday season, but all
that's
the time
right.
in between.
That's absolutely right.
Awesome. Well, again, thanks so much for coming in. You've been great.
Thank you.
Again, it's Ford's Theater's A Christmas Carol now through January 1st. So get your tickets now. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.